I actually interviewed Google designer, and we talked about Android 12, and we talked about Pixel 6 and Material U. It was really interesting, and if you want to hear that episode, it's coming next week, so subscribe to The Pulldown right now, subscribe to The Pulldown, so you get that episode. I interviewed a designer at Google. It was an amazing episode. I learned so much. It was a really fun episode. If you're interested in Android, in technology, in design, in Material U, in material design, subscribe to The Pulldown. Subscribe to this podcast. You can listen to The Pulldown wherever you want. This is a podcast. Welcome to The Pulldown. I just have to do this intro because I know that most people will probably listen just the first couple of seconds and then decide if they want to keep listening. This is a like totally different episode for what I usually do, because today I'm finally back. I was sick. I was feeling not that well. I didn't have corona, but it was quite bad. I didn't felt well. It wasn't that great. But I'm back. I feel a lot better now. For example, today at work, I kind of realized that the money that you get every single month, your paycheck, you know, it's not that important. You know, I've realized that there were days where I felt like shit at work, and there were days where I felt like superhuman at work. You know, I really enjoyed working, and I've realized that if my pay, you know, my paycheck would be higher, it wouldn't make my work any more pleasurable or any more, you know, any better, because, you know, I was getting more paid. And I think it's really important to make your work, if possible, you know, kind of fulfilling, and, you know, trying to find, you know, parts of the day of your work where you really focus and, you know, take time and take breaks and take some time for yourself. I realize that's really important. It makes me more productive. I actually feel better. And when I feel better, I actually do more. Now, I don't know why I started this episode this way. I just wanted to kind of start with this, because I've realized, you know, I was sick, and then I after everything was fine and I was back to normal, I went working again. And, you know, I had this thought, and I think it's a really important thought. And from now on, I'm going to really try to be more mindful at work, in a sense that I will do more breaks. I will take more time for myself at work. And I know how strange this is. And I know that some people don't have, you know, this privilege to be able to take breaks and take time because of their employer, and, you know, that's really awful and bad, and I feel sorry for you. But if you have a chance, if you have an employer that, you know, that allows you something like this, take breaks, explain to them that, you know, it makes you feel better, it makes you more productive, and hopefully they will understand. Now, today I want to talk about a very simple thing. I know it's iPhone 13 day, where everybody is buying a new iPhone 13 and 13 Pro, and I'm going to give you some thoughts about that. Honestly, you don't need a new iPhone. You don't need a new smartphone every year, and I know you've been probably hearing this for the past couple of days on Twitter and on some of the media outlets, but I've realized that we get kind of trapped into this cycle of, you know, getting bombarded with ads and products and useful features and, you know, all of these things that, you know, are really interesting and really, you know, I appreciate that there is an iPhone 13. I really like the design. I watched the keynote. You know, for example, I just installed, well, actually a couple of days ago, I installed the new iOS 15. It's great. I love it. It's absolutely wonderful. But, you know, you don't need a new iPhone. That's my point. However, I've realized that, you know, more and more people, and including myself, I get this anxiety when purchasing a new product. Because so many people now talk about, and including myself right now, talk about, you know, you know, it's so wrong if you get a new device every year, or it's so bad if you're this consumer that you have to buy new products or have to buy new things whenever they come out, even if you don't need them. And honestly, if you have the money and if you want to spend it however you want, and honestly, if I would have, you know, a higher paycheck and more money, I would probably, you know, buy a new phone more regularly. To be completely honest, I would probably do it almost every year. But currently I'm in a situation that doesn't allow me to do that, and I don't even have this need or want that, you know, I want to upgrade to a new smartphone every year. I usually do it every 2 years or every 2.5 years, around that time. And I think that time frame is good for me right now. I understand that if you want to keep your phone for longer, that's great, absolutely wonderful, congrats to you. You should be proud of yourself, and this is not sarcastic, I really mean it. That's a great news and a great thing to do. It's great for you, it's great for the environment, it's great for your wallet, everybody wins. But I also want to talk about that. I get this itch, right, when I see something new, and I just say, I used to say to myself, oh my God, I just need it, right? I used to just, you know, see a new product or see something new or see a new feature, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so nice, this is so cool, this is so wonderful. But then right now I'm in a place where I can think about it again, give it a second thought, and maybe, you know, kind of be more mindful about my purchases. I also recently, or for the past 2 years, our 3 years, I've actually invested some of my time learning and educating myself about minimalism. And I realized it helped me not just decluttering some of my possessions, but also finding a new way of relationship with products and with, you know, things. Because if you don't know what minimalism is, you probably do, but if you don't, minimalism is a way of living where you try to have things in your life that matter to you. You only have things that are purposely there, which means that if you have something that doesn't serve you a purpose, or if you don't use it, you get rid of it. You donate it, you give it to a friend, you sell it. Whatever you do, you just get rid of it. And that's kind of the core of minimalism. It's kind of this way of living a more simple and, in a sense, more meaningful life. And I really love that idea. I love the idea of simplifying and making my life easier and better. And I also believe that, you know, having physical things, you know, so many of them, kind of weighs you down. You know, it makes you, you know, it makes you not appreciate what you already have. It gives you, you kind of fall in this circle of consuming more and more and more, and you don't know how to stop. And, you know, I know how this feeling of consuming over and over again is, and you can probably experience it today on the internet if you go to YouTube or TikTok and you spend a couple of hours on those, you know, websites. You realize that you just want to consume more because it's so hard to break that cycle. It's so hard to do something else. And to be completely honest, you know, it's totally fine if you have a lot of things or if you're not minimalist. I don't consider myself a minimalist, but I'm working towards that goal. But I believe that, especially in technology and tech today, we have to be more mindful when it comes to buying a gadget or when it comes to getting a new product. That's it. That's the whole podcast. And, you know, just a comment about the iPhone 13. I don't think it's that big of an upgrade. Yeah, it looks nice. It's great. It doesn't have any new features. Maybe the 120Hz on the Pro model, it's nice. Something that, you know, normal users won't probably even notice. Or even if they do notice, they probably won't consider that a big feature. iOS 15, it's again really small update. I have been testing it for a couple of days now. Nothing that you know, nothing that dramatic. I like it. It's great. I love that, you know, Apple provides updates for so long. I think that Google also kind of, you know, put Pixel in that direction. So more and more updates are coming to more and more phones. That's great. I love it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I love the event. It wasn't that surpriseful. I mean, the Apple Watch wasn't the, you know, the design of the Apple Watch wasn't as leaked. So that was kind of surprising. But you know, again, the current model, the current new model isn't that different from the previous generation. Actually has the same chip, maybe a little bit bigger screen, and that's pretty much it. So nothing, you know, especially or newly or significant to worry about. The iPad mini, I really like the iPad mini. I think about getting an iPad. I probably won't. I sold mine. I had the iPad Pro, 11 inch from 2018, I believe. It was a great device, but I sold it because I have to buy myself a new laptop because my old one died on me. So that was kind of the deal. But I actually really enjoy iPads. I believe iPads are great, but are great for a very limited spectrum of things. You know, iPads are great if you want to read articles on them, if you want to maybe do a note or two. But that's pretty much it. You know, if you want to maybe watch a YouTube video or a movie, but that's pretty much it. You know, that's pretty much it. That's as far as iPads can go and as far as iPads are being used by most people. So yeah, again, nothing that significant, but it's a nice device. It's a nice upgrade. And that's pretty much it as far as I can remember. Again, nothing too significant. I really, you know, I really like the how Apple does their presentations. It's always so pleasant to watch. So many drone shots and transitions. I really enjoy that. I know this episode is kind of all over the place, but I just want to record something because I had to tell you that, you know, the next episode is about is an interview with a Google designer, which I really enjoyed. And I also have this kind of, because I was sick for so long and I couldn't record a podcast, I just wanted to tell you something. And I believe that, you know, telling you about not buying a new gadgets if you don't have to or if you don't want to, and also, you know, giving you some of my, you know, really quick thoughts about iPhones and iPads and iOS. I also have some new wallpapers on Xenoblog, I just remembered. So if you want to go to Xenoblog, I'm just going to go to Xenoblog right now. I have a couple of new wallpapers. I have the Android 12 official AOSP wallpaper, which is really, really nice. If you remember, the Android 12 actually had the previous wallpaper, which was this pink landscape. And the new wallpaper actually is very modern, very minimalistic, and I quite like it. I also have the new iPhone 13 Pro color wallpapers. Those are really nice. You should definitely check out. I will link all of those wallpapers that I'm currently talking about down into the description again of this episode. I also have photos from the Apple event. If you're interested in some of the photos from the Apple event, I definitely recommend, you know, checking this post out. All of those posts are available for free on xenoblog.eu. I also have the Apple event wallpapers, California streaming. So if you're interested in that, you should definitely check that post out. Again, I will link everything into the description of this episode. But before you go, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, The Pulldown, to get the next episode coming next week to your podcast player so you don't miss it out. And that's it. Thank you again so much for listening. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And see you in the next one. Bye-bye.